From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The key intelligence that led to package bombs bound for the U.S. last week came from a former Guantanamo detainee. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports on the detainee's apparent change of heart.
Two intelligence sources tell NPR that Jabir El-Fafi was a member of al-Qaeda and had been imprisoned at Guantanamo. Several years ago, he was released back to the Saudis and went through their re-education program. A short time later, he apparently joined al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP. Officials say he turned himself back into the Saudis 2 weeks ago and told them about AQAP's impending attack. That's how U.S. intelligence services knew what kind of packages to look for. The Saudis also provided tracking numbers for the packages to U.S. officials. No one has taken responsibility for the package bombs, but the U.S. officials believe, because of the way the bombs were put together, that AQAP is behind the attack. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Lawyers for candidates, interest groups, and the political parties will be watching voting carefully tomorrow for any signs of irregularities that could affect the outcome of the midterm elections. As we hear from NPR's Pam Fessler, the outcome of that race will control both houses of Congress and many state houses. The scrutiny will be especially intense.
Charges of voter intimidation and fraud are already being hurled about in the heated 2010 elections. Conservative groups say they plan to monitor the polls for signs of voter fraud, citing evidence of fraudulent registration in several states. But voter advocacy groups say there are very few cases of illegitimate voters who actually cast ballots. They worry that aggressive poll watchers could intimidate or discourage legitimate voters by causing delays at the polls, among other things. Most often, such fears fail to materialize, although hundreds, if not thousands, of lawyers will be watching Election Day activities closely for any problems. The U.S. Justice Department says it will have observers monitoring the polls in 18 states. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Insurance giant AIG says it's raised upwards of $37 billion through the sale of two of its units, American Life Insurance Company and a foreign insurance unit, AAIA. The company says the money will be used to repay a tax-funded bailout. The insurance company was among the companies hardest hit by the financial downturn, tapping $180 billion in government aid. Americans slowed their spending in September as incomes took their biggest tumble in more than a year. The government says spending rose at an annual rate of 0.2%. Personal incomes fell 0.1%. Bob Bruska is chief economist at Fact and Opinion Economics and says consumers are likely to keep their wallet shut till there are broader improvements in the economy.
The consumer has been challenged, and we know that job growth hasn't kicked in yet. And as long as that's the case, it's going to be hard to get consumer spending up on any consistent basis.
In a separate survey, the government says manufacturing activity did show some signs of life, with the sector growing at its fastest pace since May. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 6 points. The Nasdaq down 2 points. You're listening to NPR. Iraq's prime minister, in a statement today, says it appears an attack carried out against a Catholic church in Baghdad was the work of insurgents. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says the attacks appear to be an effort to pull insurgents back into sectarian fighting there and drive more Christians out of the country. According to Iraqi officials, at least 52 people died when Iraqi security forces stormed the Baghdad church where militants were holding a congregation hostage. Among the dead, a Catholic priest. Authorities in Haiti believe they found the source of a cholera outbreak that has claimed the lives of more than 300 people. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, despite rumors that United Nations peacekeepers brought the bacterium into the country, that does not appear to have been the case.
It might not seem important knowing where the strain originally came from, even if they can determine that. But politically, it is. For a while now, the rumors in Haiti have been that the UN, through peacekeepers from Nepal, brought this in. And the UN is trying very hard to dispel that. I mean, they don't believe it. They have tested the peacekeepers from Nepal. So far, they're negative of any sign of cholera. Now they're still testing the base where they were located, looking at sewage and water that went into the rivers and trying to determine whether or not cholera could have come from them. So far, no evidence that it did.
NPR's Christopher Joyce. A couple of key consumer groups are calling on the nation's biggest rental car companies to make sure their vehicles have been fixed under recalls before renting them out. The group's calling on the Federal Trade Commission to direct Enterprise Holdings, which owns Enterprise National and Alamo, to take that initiative. Enterprise says it parks vehicles when recommended by manufacturers. It says that included some 30,000 Toyota vehicles that were idled during a recall to deal with sudden acceleration issues. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.